I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. And coming up a little later, it's Circus Flora and the Wizard. But first, the Innsbruck Music Festival opens a new season 1 week from tonight. The two-day chamber music festival includes everything from classical to ragtime to bluegrass. Pianist Stephanie Trick is part of the opening concert. And she joins us now, along with the festival's artistic director, St. Louis Symphony Concertmaster David Halen. Welcome to Cityscape, both of you.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you for having us.
David, when you and Ed Boyce first put this together, you were inspired by the Aspen Music Festival, which pretty much everybody knows about.
Yes, and I spend my summers there in Aspen once Innsbruck wraps up, and oftentimes meet wonderful new talent that sometimes I can bring back to perform at Innsbruck. But yes, actually, Ed Boyce and I came up with the idea together because he actually spent some of his formative years as a skier out there, and he likes to say he spent way too much time skiing in Aspen.
And of course, we can't offer people that here, but we can certainly offer them the beautiful lakes.
Yeah, there's over 100 lakes. It's 40 minutes from the west side of St. Louis, and it's one of the most beautiful places in Missouri that the moment you drive through the gate, you're struck by its incredible natural beauty. And performing in this context is so inspiring as an artist. Because we'll play in down by the lake. Some concerts we'll do lakeside. Actually, this next week we'll be doing three of them outside and in front of an old log cabin where Stephanie Trick will be performing. But even when we're playing in the conference center there, it's a very casual, kind of intimate atmosphere to hear great music of all kinds of styles.
Uh-huh. Well, Stephanie, as an artist yourself, do you find that influences you a lot, where you are and what's around you when you're performing?
Well, yes. I mean, if the environment is inspiring, I'm sure that my playing will reflect that because I'll be happier and I'll be able to express that in the music more. And I'm excited to be at Innsbruck to experience it next week.
So the Innsbruck Festival, David, you bring in musicians. Stephanie happens to be from this area, but you bring in musicians from literally all over.
Yes, we do. They're from all walks of life. Many of them are traveling. Stephanie just came back from Amsterdam, but many of them are world travelers. And they come back again and again because of the way they're received there. There's the public that turns out for concerts really loves music, great music, and they're very appreciative, and so it's really someplace where people want to come back again and again.
Well, Stephanie, you were trained as a classical pianist, but you're really known, I guess, now for a piano style that was developed something like 80 years ago.
That's right. I got interested in this music because my piano teacher here in St. Louis, Diane Ceccarini, exposed me, in addition to classical music, to ragtime and then this style of piano playing called stride piano from Harlem. It was developed in Harlem. And it was the way that all the piano players from even Errol Garner and Art Tatum, they played this style. But the main practitioners were James P. Johnson, Fats Waller. And it describes the way the left hand moves over the keys to hit a lower bass note and then come up for a chord. So the end result is very virtuosic, and it sounds like a whole band is playing than just one person.
And very visual, too, right?
It's
really exciting. And it's a wonderful celebration, too, of the tradition of great music in St. Louis. And Stephanie is just a part of extending that tradition forward because, you know, we all know that Scott Joplin came from here, and that's really the beginning of ragtime originated around here.
Yes, he was the king of classic ragtime here in the Midwest.
Well, Stephanie, there's actually a stride festival in Switzerland, and you were involved with that a couple of different times.
Yes, that's right. And that was actually one of the most influential events of starting my professional life because that one concert made me want to pursue music as a career because I was with four or five other superb pianist in this swing and stride style, and to see them play at such a high level, and they were having so much fun playing together on two pianos. I saw that and I thought, that's what I want to do.
I think we should sample some of your work. This is from, we have something from one of your CDs, Something More.
Mm-hmm.
What have you chosen for us?
Here is a tune by Willie the Lion Smith called Keep Your Temper.
Thank you.
And that's pianist Stephanie Trick. She's part of this year's Innsbruck Music Festival, which begins a week from today and runs for 10 days. Also here is David Haline, the artistic director for the festival. And that was beautiful.
Thank you.
By the way, David, share with us what impresses you about, say, Stephanie's work and career, and what it is that you look for when you bring musicians to Innsbruck. What kind of musician are you looking for?
Well, the first thing, and that I think that if you ever see Stephanie perform live, is that there's a certain joy in her performance, and she has a great time doing what she does. She really loves it. It's also very interactive and natural and flexible. And so I had a lot of help this year from Robert Lipset, who is the head of the violin department at Colburn School, who will be teaching actually during the festival there this coming week. And he and I talked a lot about Stephanie and how she might be able to bring a freshness to some of the other performers that we have coming in, and juxtaposing her together with some of the other young talent seemed like just an ideal combination. And so actually Stephanie will be playing, in addition to her collaborator, Paolo Alderighi, who's also an extraordinary mm-hmm. jazz pianist. She'll be playing together with Simone Porter and several other of the young, what we call rising stars at Innsbruck, that are violinists and that play other instruments, and they don't normally just play jazz. So what I love to do is to get them together and see what they come up with on the stage in a very spontaneous fashion.
Uh-huh. And what do you look for as far as a variety of the type of musicians you have and the variety of music that you have? Because I mentioned before, bluegrass, I mean, everything.
Oh, we do it all. And the thing is what it is that there really is, I hate classifying music and putting it into categories, because really what it's all about is great music. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, you'll even see us juxtapose a piece by Schoenberg with next week. We have a rock and roll violinist coming in too, Adam DeGraff, who is a stunning talent that plays things like Pearl Jam and Stairway to Heaven, and we will juxtapose that against classical works that influence these kinds of artists, and because in reality it all comes from our music history.
Well, you're a violinist. You're playing with a rock and roll band too, aren't you, during the event?
Yes. Well, we actually have one evening, which is June 9th, where we're doing a program called Bach to the Beatles, where we're taking Flaming Pie, this wonderful group that plays here in St. Louis. We're juxtaposing classical music that influenced the Beatles' writing in many cases. You can almost hear it in their music. For example, Vivaldi influencing Eleanor Rigby, or the Beethoven Moonlight Sonata influencing John Lennon when he wrote the harmonies to Because. And so what we do is we take a little bit of classical music and juxtapose that in the midst of this concert. And when you hear them together like that, it actually makes you realize that it's all the same. It's just great music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you'll be performing opening night, but you're also involved in a couple of other events over the 10-day period, too.
That's right. That's right. I'll be doing some concerts with, as David mentioned, Paolo Alderighi. And we have kind of a fun show worked out where we play four hands piano duets in the swing repertoire. So we'll be doing, you know, Benny Goodman songs, and that's a nice show we have. And then I'll be doing one where I'll get to play with this fantastic violinist, Simone Porter. So there are different things I'm looking forward to.
She also is doing one evening that she's sharing the billing on June 15th with Aaron Bodie, who's also a wonderful local jazz artist.
Aaron's been involved for a few years.
We've had her back many times, and she's very, very popular. But this is a program that I'm just so excited about. Aaron will be singing a lot of music that's influenced by Rodgers and Hammerstein, Jerome Kern. And then on the second half, Robert Lipset has produced a magnificent show with featuring Stephanie and actually some members of the Colburn School and an orchestra. So we have it's a wonderful dynamic evening, and that one is scheduled right now to be outside, so weather permitting, it'll be down on the lake, which is incredibly beautiful.
Well, we've been emphasizing the festival aspect of this event, but it's also a music academy, and I don't know, Stephanie, were you involved as a younger person in this as a student?
I was not, unfortunately.
But a lot of students are.
Yes, we have actually over 60 this year, and they are coming from far and wide, and we actually have them stay with families at Innsbruck, and they get far more than just their musical training. They learn a lot about life and learn how to enjoy spending that time in a resort. In many cases, they're just practicing their whole lives, and this gives them a chance to be in the outdoors in that beautiful, idyllic environment.
Maybe you'd like to highlight some of the events over the 10-day, some of the things. You have, for example, you have a movie night.
Yes, we do, it where we're featuring all the music on that evening's concert has been used extensively in movies, so it'll range from, we have Mark Sparks, the principal flutist of the symphony, playing My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, and we have, we're playing some even some Mozart that's been used in four or five different movies, and just a wonderful eclectic mix of beautiful music that is highlighted from Hollywood.
And there are opportunities for the students to perform through this event as well.
Yes, we do. We actually don't differentiate. We have an emerging artist program, which are basically what that describes. There are artists that are maybe the Stephanie's age or younger slightly that are just coming into their own as professionals. And also, if a student is ready, we use them in lots of different contexts as performers right next to and side by side with wonderful professionals. Uh-huh.
Stephanie, have you had a chance before much to work with students? And if you have, is that enjoyable for you?
I like to work with students. I've done a range. I have a presentation that I give to elementary students talking about ragtime and early jazz, and then I've also done some work in colleges, and that's fun because I'm talking to people that are close to my age, and not everyone latches on to this kind of music, but there are some who say, oh, that's really neat, I never heard anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to expose them to it, because that's how I got into it. Someone exposed me to it, and if this music is not shared like that, it won't continue to go on, because they need to know about it first. So,
well, speaking of sharing your music, could we hear another piece?
Sure. How about The Minor Drag by Thomas Fatzwaller? This is with Danny Coutts on drums and Jay Hungerford on bass.
That's Stephanie Trick on piano. David Halen's also here. I'd say that's infectious.
David. Isn't it, though?
Thanks. It's great music.
And in fact, Stephanie, you have a DVD out, I think, of a performance that you were involved in at the Sheldon.
That's right. Yeah, I gave a concert a couple years ago at the Sheldon in the beautiful theater there, and had a DVD made from that. So it's a live concert.
And we can get that. Do you have a website or something?
Yes, my website is stephanietrick.com.
Okay.
You can see all the CDs and the DVD there.
Easy enough. It is the Innsbruck Summer Music Academy and Festival. And David, anything you'd like to say? Of course, we'll have a link at stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to your website, because there's so much going on. People will want to check that out first. But as far as getting tickets, I know you have sponsorships, I think, as opposed to single tickets. What would you tell people?
Well, I would just say go to our website at innsbruckinstitute.org, and actually you can buy tickets that way. You can also call. You can get the phone number from that web page to call if you want to do it the old-fashioned way. And also, if you want to just actually get in the car, and anytime there's a concert between June 8th and 16th, we have one every evening. They start at 8 p.m. on the weekends and 7:30 on weeknights. And if they would like to do what we're calling a taste of Innsbruck, next Wednesday at the Sheldon Concert Hall, we have a little sort of party planned for the third floor ballroom, where it starts at 7 o'clock, where you can go and you can hear almost all the artists. Actually, Stephanie's not playing at that one, but most of the artists will be performing that night, and they can get a little sampler and see what they may like.
So that's A Taste of Innsbruck next Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Sheldon, then the music festival itself next Friday through the 16th, various times, at the Innsbruck Resort, which is west on 70, exit
yes,
200.
Exit 200,
correct?
Turn left.
Well, David Halen is the artistic director for the Innsbruck Institute Summer Music Academy and Festival. Also happens to be the concertmaster for the St. Louis Symphony, and Stephanie Trick is a pianist who will be involved in this year's festival. We thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll have a great 10 days out there. Coming up next on Cityscape, The Wizard Under the Big Top. This is St. Louis Public Radio.